painted up your secrets with the lies they told to you. And the least they ever gave you was the most you ever knew. And I wonder where these dreams go when the world gets in your way. What's the point in all this screaming? No one's listening anyway. Your voice is small and fading, and you're hiding here unknown. And your mother loves your father, cause she's got nowhere to go. And she wonders where these dreams, cause the world got in her way. What's the point in never trying? Nothing's changing anyway. They press their lips against you, and you love the lies they say. And they tried so hard to reach you, but you're falling. The world gets in your way. What's the point in all this screaming? You're not listening anyway.
Anybody except for the radio?
I would love to hear the radio.
Yeah. No radio! I have something to say!
Cedaron! You knew I had feelings for you for a long time! We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I have dream journals about you, filled pages. I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
We'll be right back. This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
I'm at my worst. Don't think I So long, aphasia. hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I used. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explained. You're listening to Stand It Out since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long my silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. Came and sent me out on furlough. Felt unprecedented confidence in speaking. Stick around, I'm thinking things will be alright. Newly delivered, won't you live with me tonight? Something tonight was such a letdown. Quiet in my cell. Wake the next and see my silence when I'm felt. Just when I thought I had this pattern sorted out. Apparently my ventricles are full of doubt. Now, things go wrong sometimes, don't let it freak you out. Gone. So, to help remind myself, I wrote this little song.
One day I won't need your love. One day I won't define myself by the one I'm thinking of.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Thank you. I fold it right at the top of my head. I lost my sight and the state backs in. I follow my heart and it leads me right to Jackson.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Is this it? Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Thank you. Ooh.